This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us, it'll rip so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Adding through the matrix on the 5th of August 2013. I always suggest that newcomers make good use of the website catchingthroughthematrix.com. Learn what the system you're born into is really all about, how it got started, who was behind it, and what the plans were for the future, because we're run by a system that plans in centuries ahead. But those in control, and those in control are way above the guys that you think are running the countries. And they make sure that their offspring take over, of course, generation after generation, and at the top of the tree you have the money system, of course, and money makes the world go round, because it's all we're stuck on. It's the only system we'll be given, actually, and no one can change it, even though it doesn't work. The banks always crash at least twice a century and plunder us, and they won't change it. So that gives you a good idea of who really rules the world. But they set up foundations, private foundations a long time ago, philanthropic foundations under the guise of charity, etc. And they pay thousands of non-governmental organizations across the world to do their lobbying for them, these private bankers via the foundations. And they also put their own people into politics at the top, and the top bureaucratic jobs as well. It's very important, the bureaucracies, because we don't elect bureaucrats, remember. They're in there for life, and they can do an awful lot of work quietly. We're focusing on the politicians. Politicians come and go. But again, going to the institutions, as I say, at accountingtrueministries.com, going to all the different organizations that sprang up, all connected with each other, with this common goal, of course, of bringing a global society, a planned society, and a post-democratic society, by the way. They use democracy when they want to go to war in other countries, but the term gets put by the wayside is you're not being taught that you're under an authoritarian system. And by the way, that's what you are being taught right now, with all the nonsensical news you've been given. And you'll adapt to it too. Lots of people have already adapted to it without knowing. And so we have this up the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Number two, you can get transcripts as well as the audios. You can get the transcripts or prints up at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and get transcripts in other languages than English. Go to onwardsentinel.eu. Help yourselves. Number two, you can help me kick along here by getting my books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because I don't sell anything else. And I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I'm not selling products or taking cuts of items sold and so on. So if you help me out here, then I can keep kicking along and giving you a different take on the news and filling in all the blank bits that don't tell you why things are happening. And to order from the U.S. to Canada, remember you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders to Canada. You can also send cash or use PayPal. Across the world, you've got Western, Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. And trade nations are seriously welcome as we go through inflation, planned world inflation. All countries are going through it right now, which means that your currency is being devalued all the time. And you can see that as the amount of dollars they want for a cabbage goes up every week pretty well. And you're being gouged because you're being democracy was a red herring to begin with, but it was a good sham to stop people having revolts every 4 or 5 years, and because you vote the present parties out, and you vote the expansion, because you live in hope. Live in hope. And it's been awfully good, because people haven't had massive revolts every few years as you get plundered by the banks and leak with the governments, of course, and with all your tax money going to so many different areas outside your own countries. It's got nothing to do with the basis of tax at all. It's not to help the people within the countries. In fact, it's more money goes in corporate tax welfare and handouts and grants than you could ever imagine. So, really, nothing much has changed in the psychology of rulership for thousands of years. Same types of characters that go into it, of course. And the whole sham of politics today is nothing more than that. It's a sham. It has been that for quite some time. So we're living through a planned agenda. It's definitely got a 100-year plan for certain parts, 50-year plans for other parts. And we're going through the century of change, the 21st century, where all the old plans that they published at the beginning of the 20th century were to be implemented to suit the masters that already ruled most of the world at that time, including altering humankind itself, the slaves at the bottom, bringing the populations down with the slaves, sterilizing them. They got lots of cancers breaking out. There's so many cancers now they don't even give names to them in the hospitals and see new types of cancers that they're so used to seeing new ones crop up all the time. And of course, that's why the Department of Defense in the UK can put out their 50-year advanced program and thoughts into the future and say that the population is going to drastically collapse, basically, around the year 2050 or so. It's because they know they're bringing the populations down today. And the elite have plans to bring in new clone types to serve them better. Types that won't need their entertainment to keep them distracted, etc. They'll be very obedient and good workers, you see. Probably even eat less and all the rest of it. And it'll be very cheap to keep, you might say. I don't think for an instant that I'm just thinking up here is at the top of my head, because they've had global meetings for many, many, many years about this very thing, about how the elite have to come through catastrophe after catastrophe if they happen. They've already got bunkers across the whole planet they can fly to, of course. There's been different newspapers across the planet over 30 years or more. And they have meetings, too, to do with how many peasants will they need to keep them alive, to start over crops again, for instance, and things like that. How many of the military will they take with them, just in case there's some survivors left outside that come through, you know, the peasant stock. These big discussions go on all the time. Once they have you into the one of their ivy towers at the top, they can convince you of anything. And they do the same with their own, of course. They bring him in, they go through all these contingency plans for all kinds of things happening, asteroid hits, you name it, earthquakes, and how to sort of plague, etc., and how the elite must come through it. You've seen all the disaster movies, too, where they go through the same scenarios just to get you acclimatized to the idea. But this does happen all the time. And they do work things out pretty well, accurately, you might say, as far as the population's lives and for the future. So as we go through this takedown of society, and remember the Club of Rome, the big think tank for the United Nations, again, all set up by the Royal Institute for International Affairs, because that's a private organization that runs the world, really, with the CFR. They've gone through in their own writings since the 1970s, the post-democratic society, how they train the public gradually to get out of having a say in things. He said there was too many conflicting, competing parties all clamoring for different things, that they couldn't get the big ideas through, the big plans through that they have at the top. And it trained the public gradually to have nothing to do with the media, to have nothing to do with the politics, and you would gradually accept that politics was above your head, basically. Leave it to experts. That's a term you hear all the time. Leave it to experts. A special class that comes out of a special womb, and they'll deal with all the big problems for us. That's where we're getting taught today, of course. And the greatest help to this, too, is with all the laws being thrown by the wayside, is to protect you under democracies under the guise of anti-terrorism and so on, as also treating you too, you know, under an authoritarian system. And that was meant to be, as I say. Most people are oblivious to it. They've adapted already into the new system. The young generation they gobble up more dramas and movies about anti-terrorism, and they gorge themselves on it, in fact. And they think it's all quite natural. They want to be the guys with the big guns and the black outfits with the badges. They go out there and kill the population. It's quite simple, folks. We're getting trained all the time. And that's what the media is really there for. And definitely the entertainment industry. Back with more after this.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
An article here for those who are utterly naive, obviously, because for years and years and years we've known that all government agencies are spying on the general public. And those agencies, too, some of them are private agencies that have contracts to government, too. The U.S. is very, at least the world in that respect, because even if, you know, the FBI, for instance, is a department that had to apply to government for funding and so on as a separate outfit, private outfit to begin with. But it says the feds are suspect in new malware that attacks Tor anonymity. And security researchers tonight are poring over a piece of malicious software that takes advantage of a Firefox security vulnerability to identify some users of the privacy-protecting Tor anonymity networks. And so the malware showed up Sunday morning on multiple websites hosted by the anonymous hosting company Freedom Hosting. That would normally be considered a blatant criminal drive-by hack attack, but nobody's calling in the FBI this time because the FBI is the prime suspect. It just sends identifying information to some IP in Western Virginia, said the reverse engineer Vlad Cirkulevich. It's pretty clear that the FBI or some other law enforcement agency that's U.S.-based is doing it. FP's rights and other researchers are right. The court is left to be the first sample captured in the wild of the FBI's Computer and Internet Protocols Address Verifier, or CIPAR, as it's called, the law enforcement spyware first reported the Wired back in 2007. And the court documents, FBI files released on the FOIA, have described this CIPAR and software the FBI can deliver through a browser exploit to gather information from the target's machine and send it to an FBI server in Virginia. The FBI has been using the CIPAR since 2002 against hackers, supposedly online sexual predators, extortionists, and others, primarily to identify suspects who are disguising their location using proxy servers or anonymity services like Tor. Anyway, I'll put this after up tonight to Zoran on and on. I tell you the version of Firefox has really got the problem, and so on. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, all government agencies are working together in this kind of stuff. And it's a free-for-all today on anybody's data, anybody at all. And they have everything about you, right down to the local police level, by the way. And people forget that part, too. It's inevitable that even the police forces have to get everything, all data on you. If it's out there, they want it to prevent crime, you understand. And it can only get worse and worse and worse as time goes on until we're so safe because we're manacled to our chairs in our houses. That's when we're utterly safe. You understand? And that's where we're supposed to all go. Also, this article, too, to do with BT and Vodafone are amongst telecoms companies passing details to the GCHQ in Britain. And it's just some of the world's leading telecoms firms, including BT and Vodafone, secretly collaborating with Britain's spy agencies, the government GCHQ, passing on details of their customers' phone calls, emails, Facebook entries, documents leaked by whistleblower Edward Snowden Show. BT, Vodafone Cable, and American firm Verizon Business, together with four other smaller providers, have given the GCHQ secret unlimited access to the network of undersea cables. The cables carry much of the world's phone calls and internet traffic. Now, some of you might remember, too, I think it was last year, about a year ago, and at least maybe 2 years ago, there was suddenly, in parts of the Gulf, for instance, internet was going off. And they thought that some ship had snagged one of the big undersea cables with an anchor. This is when they were just literally splicing into it, folks, and putting in their routing system. That's what was happening there. Happened in other countries, too. And it says, in June, The Guardian revealed the details of GCHQ's ambitious data hoovering programs, mastering the internet and global telecoms exploitation, aimed at scooping up as much online and telephone traffic as possible. It emerged that the GCHQ was able to tap into fiber optic cables and store huge volumes of data for up to 30 days. Operation, codenamed Tempora, has been running for 20 months. Then on Friday, Germany's newspaper published the most highly sensitive aspect of the operation, the names of commercial companies working secretly with the GCHQ and giving the agency access to the customer's private communications. The paper said it's seen a copy of an internal GCHQ, a PowerPoint presentation from 2009 discussing Tempora. And the document identifies for the first time which telecom companies are working with GCHQ's under Gerontic. Letter firms include Global Crossing, which is Pinnage, Level 3, which is called Little, Viatel, which is Virtuous, and Interroute, called Streetcar. The companies refused to comment on any specifics relating to Tempora, but several noted they were obliged to comply with UK and EU law. And it goes on and on and on. But the thing is, you're being trained, and you're by legality too, by the way, because it's out in the open. It's been in the open before many times, but these are legalities because they're going a step further each time you agree, and you agree by your silence. You consent by silence. That's legal, you understand. Consenting by silence. And you'll carry on with the same texting and all the rest of it, you know, all material searching. And so therefore you comply to all the rules to be spied on. That's your agreement to be spied on. And most people adapt to it. It says too, this article here, about this Al-Qaeda plot using surgically implanted bombs behind worldwide alert, the biggest threat since 9/11. U.S. extends closures of 19 embassies amid fears of strategically significant attack. Well, I won't even read this rubbish, because that's all it is, folks. We're forgetting to understand that this big war is going on. We're going back to sleep. We're worried about our things at home. And we're supposed to keep this in the forefront of our mind. The reason you're getting, everybody's getting spied on and so on, is because there's worldwide terror everywhere. It's just one of these things like, you know, gravity. And everybody accepts this as a permanent thing in our lives for generations to come. So they'll remind us. For some countries have said poo-pooed it, and they're not pulling out their own embassies and so on. Because they say it's nonsense. It's just the U.S. playing the game again. Is it trying to divert attention away from other things you should be looking at? Understand? Also, you get so much. I don't think people realize that the system you're living in is a form of slavery. And I've mentioned before that Charles Galton Darwin put up an excellent book back in the 1950s called The Next Million Years. And Charles Galton Darwin himself was a physicist, although he's related to the Darwin family. And he was, of course, like all of them, that was into eugenics big time, and classes of people, the better classes and the middle classes and the lower classes and subgroups and so on. But he did go into the planning the next million years for the elite to control. That's quite optimistic agenda there. But he went into slavery. He said there's always been slavery in one form or another down through the millennia. And he says we are presently in the acts of creating a new, more sophisticated form of slavery. Well, they did. You knew it was already there because they already had the germ of it there, which was democracy and taxing. Taxing you for all the big corporations that want your dough and grants and so on. And the people in politics who live awfully well, much better than you do, off the money coming in from you. Back with more after the break.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Hi, folks, we're back. Heading through the Matrix, talking about really the big corporate welfare system at the top and how they live so well off our tax money, all the boys to talk to, and especially when they get massive grants given to them, and most of the scientific community lives on huge grants, you know, from private foundations and so on. But the foundations also give grants to universities and they make deals with them to work on certain projects. And once you have breakthroughs from about 10 universities scattered across the place, and they put it all together, they can actually make a product out of it too, unknown to the all different parts, or only working on parts of the program. And then they patent it for themselves and they own it privately. And the public have paid for it all the research and development. And getting back to slavery, well, that's where a lot of it goes, is corporate development, R&D, and so on. And I got up this film from the Telegraph tonight to this article, along with all the other articles at cuttingcommunities.com at the end of the broadcast, and you can look it all up yourself. But it's to do with, it's a handout. See, most things news release today are handouts by the PR companies and put straight into the papers. The same thing on the television, too, on our handout, too, reports. But it's a PR piece, as I say, and what it is, it's a big lobbying effort to get more and more money from the government, that's your tax money, for private corporations, for research and development, under the guise it's just too risky nowadays for big corporations to risk their own money and these big enterprises. And this is, again, the road for the future, because it was discussed 100 years ago, eventually at this stage, that we would be doing this, we would be funding all the private companies for research and development for the good of all, you understand, for the greater good and all that nonsense. And the old rake in all the profits once they have it all privatized. It's a beautiful system. And I'll put up this PR piece tonight to let you see how it works, for those who want to read it. pandemic of pension wars plaguing the nation, they always said that the baby boomers would eventually get pensions. Like, they never had elderly people before in the world, you understand. It's never happened until then. Until now. At the end of World War II, there was a big hue and cry about bringing down the population through the United Nations, and even the meetings they had in London with royalty attending. They held the meetings on depopulation and as the ways of sterilizing the public or killing them off and all that. Not enough died during World War II, they said. Anyway, then they called it the baby boomers, and they wouldn't be a threat to the world, baby boomers collecting money. But no, they've been paying money into a system their whole lives long and working away, being taxed like everybody else. But this is the start of training everybody that you might not get your pensions, folks. That's really what it's for, to train you. Every article out there is to train you. So that's what the media and all the media moguls are members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations. And all the top journalists are too, as are all the top anchor people on television and for your news. They're all members of the one organization. And they train you how to think, what conclusions to come to, the ones that they design you to come to, and so on. And it's so easy. But anyway, I'll put this article up too. Pandemic of pension wars plaguing the nation. And across the nation, cities and states are watching Detroit's largest ever municipal bankruptcy filing with great trepidation. Use of underfunded retirement promises to public sector workers, which helped lay the crowd low, could plunge from them into a similar and terrifying financial hole. And so CNBC Common Analysis of more than 120 of the nation's largest state and local pension plans finds they face a wide range of burdens as their aging workforces near retirement. Because they've never had aging workforces ever, you see. And look what guff it is, isn't it? It's just thanks to a patchwork of the current budget. This is the public pensions are just too generous, Romney advisor says. Glenn Hubbard, campaign advisor to Romney's 2012 election campaign, told CNBC's Squawk Box Monday that state and local governments like Detroit have overpromised and need to recalibrate their expectations. And they will train everyone else across the country, and not just in the U.S., but elsewhere. And they have been, actually, for a long time, that things are not so secure as when the big advocate campaigns with pension money and throwing money into pensions, it's all going to collapse down the road. Just planned that way. They always take your money off you. First in the banks, they take it off you, they steal it, and then they make it legal to steal your money if they crash, and government is working with them to do the same thing, to take your pensions and everything else and get a hold of when they want to. This is the real world you live in. Corporations run the world, folks. And the corporations, all the international ones, are owned by the biggest bankers in the planet. Also to do with this O'Reilly column that says, you bet you didn't know you live in a racist community. That's about the end. This is the American dream racist. It says, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development seems to think so. And it must be looking at shops, looking at the leaky towns of Nassau and Suffolk counties. HUD, H-U-D, launched the most radical initiative yet to come out of the Obama administration last week to little notice in the national press. Those who have seen HUD in action in Westchester County over the past 4 years, as entirely expected, is developing a national diversity data map. National diversity data map. Looks at every community in the country, town by town, street by street, seeking exclusionary zoning and what it calls the impediments to fair housing. It's searching for census blocks, often no more than 3 or 2, where the African American population is 3% or less, and the Latino population is 7% or less. Once it finds those, it wants to use financial leverage to change zoning laws that prohibit large apartment complexes and other multifamily building types. In other words, it wants to force large apartment complexes into America's most expensive neighborhoods. And I'll put this one up tonight to those who want to read this. And public taxes and everything else, it's okay for the agencies. You understand, all agencies out there, even your local police, are corporations. They're registered as corporations. And it's harder to sue people then, too, if you're in a corporation. It's like the banks, that's what they do, too. Who do you put in prison? The whole lot of them, or what, you know? Because the corporation's a vague thing. It's a front, you might say. It's an abstract front, but abstract in prison, you see. And it's the same with this article here. It says, Utah is moving to exempt the NSA, another set up as a private agency, data center from tax, it says. And it says, we think what's going to happen is there will be proposed legislation that will exempt the Utah data center from this tax, Major said. What we didn't understand was the prior administration made promises that for 6 years there wouldn't be an increase in electricity rates. Mayfield said that MIDA staff recently learned Huntsman made the commitment when he was trying to move the data center to Utah, though Mayfield said no one in Utah or the SA headquarters in Maryland can find documentation of it. Mayfield didn't even know when the clock was to begin ticking on his six-year commitment. So they're going to have basically tax-free existences and so on for quite some time. And this is an interesting article too. I've mentioned so many articles to do with this private corporations that run prison camps and hospitals across the world, even schools now too, they're into everything, because this is the age of corporate feudalism, members, Carl Quigley talked about. Corporate feudalism, he says, will overtake the old democracy, and the new feudal overlords will be the new CEOs of the big corporations. But this is how it's going. Everything you need to survive is to be put in the hands of the big private corporations, and eventually they'll have one that will run the world's healthcare. There'll be one that will eventually run all the world's water, as they amalgamate. Actually, right now, I think it's all a pretense of competition when you have five biggies running your food industry. I think all one, actually, at the top. Same guys run with the shareholders, of course. Same with the water supply and so on. That's how it's designed to be. And now this gets into any voting by the public. Nothing at all about everything is being taken out of your hands to sustain yourself and put into these guys' hands, who then can put the big boot on you and demand whatever they want for food, water, energy of any kinds, and so on. Anyway, Serco Inc. is a Reston, Virginia-based provider of professional technology and management services. Announced today that the company has been awarded a new contract with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to support the newly created health benefit exchanges. The contract is a one-year base period and 4 one-year option periods, as posted in the Federal Business Opportunities website. The total potential for 5-year contract value, including all options, periods, and optional tasks, is approximately $1.25 billion to start with. Secure will manage approximately 1,500 staff in Virginia, Alabama, and Kentucky, who will be support the CMS with the routing, automated processing, reviewing and troubleshooting of applications submitted for enrollment into qualified health plan. Circa will also provide records management and verification support. So, yeah, this company basically runs countries in some parts of the world. Literally, they run countries on behalf of the governments. They run everything in the countries. And this is the way it's going. Of course, the folk in the countries have no say in anything that happens anywhere at all. And when I come back, I was over this one again, where the Maryland Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley put a tax on citizens for the rain that falls on your property. Back with more after this.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks, we're back. Adding, I talked before about the taxes. Same now for people who have solar panels and so on. They're taxing sunlight now. But in Maryland, and this goes back to April, I think it was, I first read it, they actually put the law through. Maryland, the governor now taxes rainfall. And this is Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley has instituted a tax on citizens for the amount of rain that falls on their property. It's officially known as a storm water management fee. It will be enforced in 9 of the state's counties. The state legislature passed it in 2012, purportedly to raise revenue to clean up the Chesapeake Bay, supposedly, according to MarylandReporter.com. And this is former 2012 GOP U.S. Senate candidate Dan Bongino bashes the tax in a Wednesday afternoon press release. The law requires individuals, businesses, and even charitable organizations and houses of worship to pay a tax based on the amount of rain that falls on their property and the impervious surfaces on their land, he says. It's mandated by the EPA, another institution that was set up, therefore, slowly, will be calculated through satellite surveillance of your property. It's how they do it through satellite surveillance of your property. And you know something? It's odd. The U.S. is always in the freest society in the world. Well, that's an amazing installation of propaganda, contrary to all sentient evidence, isn't it? Anyway, it says, according to conservative organization Change Maryland, the rain tax will cost Marylanders about $300 million annually. That's on top of all of their taxes. And they've already lost a lot of people moving out of the state because all this stuff was coming up. And I think 31,000 people have moved out so far. And that's what you're going to get in the world, across the world now, and not just within countries. You're moving anywhere, you're going to get cheaper taxes and so on, as all the big boys are after your last penny. And that's what you have, they're after your last penny. Also, John Kerry, of course, has to get his name in the paper again, too. he announces the visas for same-gender couples, and the U.S. visa system will now treat same-sex marriage couples just as it does straight couples. Why are you calling you straight? I mean, who gives you all these terms? You're supposed to power and leaving. Announcing that the change during a visit to the U.S. Embassy in London Friday, John Kerry said the State Department had an unjust and unfair barrier that for too long stood in the way of the same-sex families being able to travel as a family to the United States and so on. I'll put this one up as well. And also to do with FBI TAPS hacker tactics, using hacker tactics to spy on suspects, it says. Put that up as well. And another article to FBI expands suspect surveillance programs to include new personal computer and phone hacking techniques. It's all over. It's just all training. It's just training, you understand. That's why it's all in the media. And a good article, too, on dollars to diplomats. How to become an ambassador in a plush foreign outpost where you contribute to whoever gets into the presidency. It says there's the vice president of global licensing and retail television network HBO, the senior managing partner for consulting firm based in Chicago, and a Miami trial attorney who makes a living suing insurance companies. He's raised more than $500,000 for President Barack Obama's political campaigns. In turn, Obama tapped each to be an ambassador, one of the most coveted positions an occupant of the Oval Office can offer. So I'll put this article up too. And that's how things really work, folks. The top, everything, money makes the world go round. It certainly makes their system at the top go round. And everything has got a price, you know. There's always this you owe me idea. When big corporations, and corporations should not be allowed to put money in to back anybody. It should be the citizens only. And even that, it can be rigged. I think you should have a set sum for each party. And that's the only way you're going to stop the big boys putting in who they want. Plus a whole bunch of other rules as well, too. Any organizations they belong to that they've already sworn allegiance to, you can't have them in there at all. Can't have the folks. I've said that many, many times. Also, cooling polls, the top three coldest Arctic summers will have all occurred in the past 5 years. And why I keep your mind off things, too, onto and distracting you with all the embassies being withdrawn, CIA had 21 agents on the ground during Benghazi attack and mounted unprecedented attempt to keep what was going on under wraps. They were funneling guns to the supposed free Syrians, ones going free Syria, all the paid terrorists that they brought in. And that's what was going on, of course. But there were 21 agents on the ground during the Benghazi attack. Since in January, several CIA operatives involved in the missions in Libya have been forced to submit a few months of polygraph tests. And some of these operators were given a test on a monthly basis, sources said, and so on and so on. And she said, the night four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, were killed during a terrorist attack in Benghazi late last year. There reportedly were dozens of CIA operatives on the ground near the scene that night, and now the spy agency is going to great lengths to keep whatever they were doing there a secret. Now, Hillary Clinton was involved, too, and a whole bunch of them, and they want to keep their names out. That's why they're giving those distractions. According to published reports, since January, several CIA operatives involved in missions in Libya have been forced to submit the polygraph tests and given one subsequently on a monthly basis thereafter. According to sources with direct knowledge of the situation, the agency is pressuring operatives to find out whether they're talking about Benghazi with the media or with members of Congress, which just demanded an investigation into the attack, the priority of the FBI's new director, James Comey. Well, that's actually trying to calm it down and get rid of it all together. But that's how the world really works, doesn't it? Again, too, government can never admit it's wrong or it's screwed up anywhere. But they'll always come to, and every company is the same. They say that people will lose confidence in government if the government admits they were wrong in something. So they'll never admit they're wrong on anything. Anything at all. It's not what it is. They'll admit they're wrong. And also, China is ending its one-child policy, because they're actually needing the population now, too. And they've got way too many males in China, because they tend to kill the women off. That's traditional in China. And they've got an overabundance of men now. And, of course, they're expanding their factories and outside the main cities and the other places now. They want a bigger population, etc., etc. So we'll see how that goes, if you go along with it or not. And an article I put up before that keeps disappearing, is back again. The CDC CDC, Center for Disease Control, disappears a page linking polio vaccines to cancer-causing viruses. They actually had the mission up on their own site, the CDC, and then it went, it was taken down from their own site because we're not supposed to get the admission from them that they actually put cancer-causing viruses in there, along with many other live simian viruses as well, by the way, that cause other things too. So I'll put that up tonight too. And in southwest Australia, carbon capture is underway. Now, Lord Rothschild first came up with the idea for Britain. He was wanting to put the thing underground, and pump the stuff underground, CO2. And of course, he'd be paying a fortune for having the company that would do it. And they're doing it in southwest Australia. So it's angering residents. This is Tony Ferrara, who's run a dairy farm in the southwest of the Arab since the 1970s. And lives in the shadow of Alcoa, Kona's alumina, so aluminium refinery battling. He says it's relentless emissions and so on. He's opposed to a plan to pump carbon dioxide emissions from big industries in the region into the rock beneath his property as part of a process called geosequestration or carbon capture and storage. He says we've got a potato grower who exports potatoes to Indonesia, a melon grower that sends melons to Dubai, Harvey Fresh, the company that supplies exports milk. So it's a major concern, he said. If it was to get into our waterways, what will happen to all of it then? The natural flow of the water goes to the Harvey River, which is central river, which flows to Mandurah or the Peel Estuary and so on. So it's actually going ahead in Australia. They're the flagship for the carbon testing you see in the carbon taxes and so on. And they actually want to pump this underground. And they want to also use them to make the means to grab your homes if they're in the way, folks, for the carbon. Do you understand this is a big, big con, this, and the biggest corporations are already making incredible amounts of money off all the free carbon credits that were given by their governments when they start to gamble it on their own derivatives market. They're already doing it, making a lot of money over nothing. Nothing, folks. Nothing. Complete idea, an abstract thing altogether. Nothing physical to show for it whatsoever. And that's Article 2. This has to do with the taxes again. Believe me, you're going to hear really weird stories about taxes as time goes on. But back to the bedroom taxes in Britain, the big lie behind the bedroom tax. Families are now trapped with nowhere to move, and they face a penalty for having a spare room in Britain. There's nothing, as I say, to where it's going to go as a government. Who want their big salaries at the top to outpace the cost of living. And they will do it, folks. They'll tax you unimaginable. I'm Hamish from Circle and Canada. It's good night. Go to your God's school.